Eagle 98.1, we are the Rock Station. Happy to have you along as we rock at work this Tuesday morning. Of course, we've been talking about Champions of Louisiana throughout the last few months. And for November, Molly Kimball is our Champion of Louisiana, a registered dietitian, nutrition journalist, and founder of Ushner Eat Fit. And we are very happy to have her here on Rock at Work this morning. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I'm going to start here, Molly, because eating healthy, as many people would agree on, is tough. A lot of healthy foods are not always convenient foods. You are working to fix that, obviously, with Ushner Eat Fit. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to, you know, the idea that when we think about going to eat healthfully or I'm trying to eat healthfully, I think a lot of times we put up so many barriers, and some of those are true actual barriers, and others we're really kind of creating ourselves. And so we set these expectations sometimes of what that quote healthy must look like. And, you know, we think it's got to be grilled chicken and spinach or, you know, a salad with no dressing. And we think that, you know, we're putting these expectations that it must be perceived as healthy. What we love is educating the community, guiding the community to what the nutritious choices are. And it's on menus. So we have the Ushner Eat Fit team of dietitians. We work with restaurants across the state. We also work with festivals, the festivals like French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest. We have Eat Fit at the Superdome. So our goal with this is to say, you know what, let's help identify what those nutritious choices are. Because a lot of times, it's not what your eye would automatically go to. So it can be surprising. So these things like, wow, I love this, and it's nutritious. So we want to be able to guide people to what that nutritious choice is. So making it easy to identify it when someone wants to make that choice.
Wow. Yeah, because for me, you know, convenience, I go to the snack machine, and most likely, most of the things in there are not going to be healthy for me.
You're right. I'd agree.
So let's go back
We're
to...
We're working on those, too.
Well, that's awesome. That'd be great. I mean, I had the option, then most likely I would go to the healthy option, and I just don't have that option all the time. So let's go back to 2013, being a dietitian and nutritionist. What was that moment in 13 that kind of led to the creation of Ushner Eat Fit?
Yeah, so I love this question, and thank you for asking it. It actually started with this idea. It started with my husband's idea. So for years, as a dietitian, when he and I would go out to eat, you know, we would go to restaurants, and someone may know I was a dietitian, and they would either have some level of judgment that I was eating at this restaurant that they thought, there's no way you could eat anything healthy here. What are you doing here? Or they would come up, and they'd say, I have high blood pressure, or I have this condition. What should I order off the menu? So for years, my husband was like, Molly, you should work with restaurants to put, like, some sort of a healthy symbol on menus. At the time, I was seeing clients just so much and kind of building that client base, that practice for our team of dietitians at Ushner Fitness Center. And I didn't feel like I had the time to do that. So in 2013, our leadership within Ushner said, hey, what can we do to have a bigger impact on the community in addition to you and your dietitians here seeing clients one-on-one? What if we work with restaurants and it needs to be free? So we don't charge the restaurants. It's part of our nonprofit work out in the community. And what if we worked with these restaurant chefs and owners and managers and provided this education and really kind of got in there and meeting people where they are, where they're living their lives? And so our leadership was supportive and said, yeah, let's go for it and see. And I don't think any of us thought that it would blossom as it has. But then also it is providing education to the community and letting people know about it and giving that inspiration and motivation where we can.
That is incredible work by your whole team. And I just want to highlight the most important part of that last piece was you gave your husband credit for the idea. That was great.
He says it's his best idea ever and his worst idea ever because it takes over everything. Like now you go out to eat and of course you're looking around, you're trying to see who do I need to talk to about this restaurant, becoming a partner, you know, it infiltrates everything. But yeah,
That's awesome.
It was really cool to have that seed, this kind of seed of an idea grow.
Well, obviously, Louisiana, super proud of the unique cuisines. I can tell you, well, I couldn't tell you personally if they're healthy or not, but some would say no. Has it been difficult to steer people in a healthier direction while keeping in touch with some of these traditional recipes of Louisiana?
You know, there's definitely challenges. You know, there's challenges that may be related to specific dishes. We're very cautious and very also respectful of dishes. So if something is just an integral dish to a restaurant or it's just kind of the fabric of the culture, it's just, we are not going to even attempt to make this sort of, now we know our place on that. So sometimes it's specific dishes that too much of it would have to be changed for that restaurant to still want to call it their own. Sometimes we can create something that's close enough, or, you know, it may look a little bit different, or someone could create that at home. But so we're really mindful of how far do we want to press it. And I think that the restaurants also really appreciate that. And then I think the other challenge is, you know, sometimes restaurants often have the want to be a partner with Eat Fit, but our local restaurants are so tapped. They're so stretched thin. And so you may have your restaurant owner also runs the social media, and they're also the chef back there doing the prep. The dishwasher doesn't show up. They're filling in that space. Mm. So a lot of times one of our biggest challenges is with our local restaurants, trying to really make it as seamless as possible. And, you know, especially if it's something new they're taking on, that's probably our biggest barrier, is them being fearful of how much time is this going to take us. They also, a lot of times people don't really believe it's free. I say it's like a banking commercial. They're like, well, it's not really free. We're like, no, it is free. Well, for how long? What's the catch? You know, like, free is never free. And, right. You know, so, but once we cross that, you know, a lot of times time or a fear of how much time is this going to take me. But then once they realize, you know, our dietitians really try to get in there, and we're not going to try to change everything. We're going to try to work with ingredients they're already sourcing, and try to make it as seamless as possible for the restaurant.
Molly Kimball, founder of Ochsner Eat Fit. And you've got a weekly podcast as well. Let's tell everybody where we can find you on that so we can get some more information.
Yeah, thank you. It's called Fueled Wellness and Nutrition. And if you're in your podcast library, you can just type in Fueled, F-U-E-L-E-D, or you can type in my name, Molly Kimball, and you should be able to pull it up. Interviews with all kinds of people that I'm constantly learning from, interviews about different things that we're hearing about or reading about. And so I love it because it keeps me always learning and being able to help take that information, kind of boil it down and help communicate it in a way that's really relatable.
There she is, Molly Kimball, our champion of Louisiana for November from LWCC. Thank you so much, Molly, for spending a little time with us today and letting us know what you got going on with Ochsner Eat Fit.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for featuring this, too. And thanks for the work that y'all are doing to showcase all types of people around the state. I really appreciate it.
If you would like to know more about Molly Kimball and Ochsner Eat Fit, or if you'd like to nominate a champion of Louisiana with LWCC, simply visit lwcc.com/Louisiana Loyal.